Okay, let's begin. Today's learning is sponsored by Tzuril and Lizzie Rosh, the Nishmas Gittel Bas Yisrael Yaakov, the Shem Shevin Aliyah. We're up to now Os Yud Gimel. So talking about very much about darkness and light, the day and Laila. So now he mentions this concept, Hazman Murkav Miyom V'Laila. Hazman, time, we know our days, our lives are full of daytime, it's full of nighttime. So it's a mixture of Yom V'Laila. V'chein chai adam. That's what our life is about. There are ups and downs, there's darkness and there's light. Or v'choshech olav yored. There's a light and dark, there's ups and downs. And kiyadua maimer bal shem tov al pasuk shev yipol tzadik v'kam. That the seven fall, seven get up, ups and downs, as he said. Ki zayin yamim hu shavu echad. V'achaka chozen osa zayin yamim chalila. So there's 7 days of climbing Madrigos, ascending up in greatness, and then there are 7 days of falling down those Madrigos. Ups and downs, that's what life is all about. I'm reading just a bold, by the way, because it's a longer piece today. Amnam. Gam be'esa choshech, even the times of darkness, when it's Laila, when it's Gullus, when there's periods of Yerida in one's own life, Tzarech or Halavana, we still need the light of the moon, or HaKochavim, or the light of the stars. It's never pitch black. There's always some light that's present in the physical Laila. So the Nami Orhu, so there's also light that exists in those times of darkness. Kedisa Reish Pesachim, like we have in the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, where it talks about the Orla Barbaris Asar, the night of the 14th, we call it Or, even though it's referring to the Laila. The Mishnah calls it Or nonetheless. So even nighttime has an element of Or. There's never a time in a person's life where it could be complete darkness. A person might feel that way sometimes, that's complete gullus, but it's never complete darkness. There's always light, even in the Laila. Ubebeso, in one's own house, at nighttime, tsarech or haner, you need the light of the candle, which is a reference to the mitzvah. You need to do mitzvahs at nighttime. Your house needs to be full of the or of the mitzvah, as well as or Torah, the light of limud Torah. Says the pasuk in Tehillim, Shemesh u'magin Hashem Elokim, the sun and the protection of Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu is nimshal to a shemesh, and the idea is that the sun, learning Hashem's Torah, is bringing the light, bringing the sun into a person's house. Zel Torah l'shem shemayim. When a person learns l'shem shemayim, he's not learning to become a rabbi. He's not learning for honor. He's simply learning because the Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to do so. He's learning to connect to the Ribono Shalom. That's Torah l'shem shemayim. And when a person learns to that level, there's a certain behiris hakaras shem shemayim. There's a certain clarity. A certain person recognizes the presence, the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zev, that's what it means in the pasuk. V'ohav, ohavav, ketzeis Hashemesh. That those who love Hashem, and explained in the beer here, that those who are learning Torah Shabbal Peh, in particular, those who love Hashem and dedicate their life, their days to Limud Torah, so that brings about the ketzeis Hashemesh. It brings out the rising of the sun. Umatstike harabim kochovim and lomdim Torah shenigla rabim. Those who teach the rabim, those who spread the light of the Torah, they're like the kochovim, like the stars that shine at the nighttime. So he's just getting the point across. When a person's at home at nighttime, it's dark, it's the sun has set. So a person needs to learn. By learning, you bring the shemesh, you bring the light into one's own house. Uperish, the explanation he writes, was mean bebeso. What do you mean in your house, when you learn in your house? He says, what's a reference to is not your physical house. Rather, it refers to bechadre levavo, inside your heart. Inside your heart, where there's a hiddenness in your heart, to the privacy of your own heart. Or ner yafla bedika. So he's now darshing the Gemara's Pesachim. A person needs a candle. When it comes to bedikas chametz, right? You go to your house, bedika leil, you get dalid, and you have to inspect every corner, every crack, every crevice of your house to look for the chametz. It's, of course, a reference to the actual house, but it's also a reference to your own personal house, Yechadri Levavo, to the heart. And you have to look with the Or Ne'er Yafi Lebedika. Se'or Shebe'isa. Se'or Shebe'isa is referring to the yeast that allows something to rise. And you need to find that chametz, the se'or that's inside the bread. Hatamin b'chorin b'sadakin, referring to the chametz, the etzahara that's hidden in the cracks and the crevices and the holes of one's own neshama. Zel tov yoser. So the idea is that belaila, it's better to check at nighttime. At nighttime is the best time to check. Beis achoshech, when it's dark out, then when you could do a real introspection, look at yourself. She'az ha'or ner meir. We know that the candle is much more effective at nighttime than it is during the daytime. If you light a candle in the Beis Medrash, it's not going to add any additional light than what we have. But if the lights were off and the sun had been set, so then you put a candle on, it illuminates the room, at least a big part of the room here. So a person has to look at his own self at nighttime, when things are down, when things are dark. Now's the time that's the most effective to take that candle, to take that Torah, and to see what I could do to be a better person. Ma'ashen came by yom, as opposed to during the daytime when things are very good, when life is great, that person thinks there's not much to inspect. He thinks he's so great. He doesn't really look at himself how he could be better so much. Ein meir, the candle doesn't shine. The shraga b'tiara, the Gemara tells us, that the candle in the daytime doesn't, it's not effective. Vayin b'yushalmi, he says, d'b'yom af b'mokam chashuch ein meir kokach. The Gemara Yushalmi says, even in the daytime, if you find a dark place, let's say the lights were off in here, it still wouldn't be that effective because there's still sun coming in from the windows and from the cracks. So don't tell me the daytime when things are good, you're going to go in the corner and look at yourself. It's not going to be that effective when it's daytime, when things are good in life. It says Vizman Shashem Shemayim, when the sun is out or the Torah is out, Nigla Kol Pnei HaOlam. When there's a clarity in the world, it covers every inch of the earth. Even when you think it's dark, it's really light. So it's not easy to find what a person needs to work on when things are good. We want things to be good, of course. But Ein Ner Mitzvah Chashuv L'Klum. But the candle really is almost worthless when it's sunny. By day, Yada Yachol Livdok Kol Mini Chametz. So when it's dark out, when it's Laila, that's when it's effective. That's when a person could inspect, look inside himself, how he could be a better person, to find the chametz, to dig out the chametz from all the cracks, besidkei levavo, that are within the cracks of his own heart, his own neshama, his own being. Ad mokum sheyodo magas v'ashar mevatlo b'liba. The Mishnah says in Pesachim, you have to reach into the holes, the cracks of the wall, until your hand can reach. Beyond that, you're not responsible for any chametz. But if it's within reach, so then you have to take the chametz. So you have to really extend your hand, extend yourself, to find all the hidden yetzaharas, the chametz, that's within one's own neshama. Vinei, or Hashemesh metaher zman hayom. The sun is metar person during the daytime. Vashlomas hatara, the completion of the tara, is kasher iarev shimsha. Kedisa v'brachos daf beis. That's why he's talking about it now. He said, a person goes to the mikveh, he's tamei, he goes to the mikveh, he's not completely tar until the sun sets. So the sun setting, which means the darkness, when the darkness sets in, that's actually when a person is completely tahor. That's the proof. The proof is that when can you find when can you better yourself the most? When it's dark out, when it's nighttime, when it's the time of galus, when it's the time of choshech, that's when the real tara kicks in. Delule nitar lo iarav adayin. Because a person didn't, read the beer now for the last few lines, it's a little confusing here. Delule nitar lo iarav adayin. Shimlo taro ko tzrichim litar ayado laisa shokas. If a person didn't do all the tara that he was supposed to do, so then the sun wouldn't set, the darkness wouldn't set, and the tara wouldn't be effective. Umimela muvan, we learn from here, shekokama dilo iariv, if it didn't set, shekozman shlo shoka shemesh, if the sun didn't set, adain tzarch osazman lepulas atara ayde or shemesh shu mishtadil pol kozman mitara. So you still need to learn the Torah. In other words, the Or HaShemesh, which represents the Torah, only allows a person to experience the complete Tara if he's Osek in the Or HaShemesh, if he's Osek in the Torah. But if a person is not, it's not going to be effective. Those learning Daf Yomi, it actually works out very nice in today's Daf. The Gemara says that Kol Tainis She'eno Shaka Chama, any Tainis that a person did not get Shkia, you did not complete the full task, fast, that's not called a Tainis. You need to have Tainis until the end of the day, just like here. Just like a fast day needs Shkia, so too a person's Tara needs the Shkia as well. Just complete the beer here. Ukamokain, so too. When it comes to Tara Sanefesh, when a person's cleansing his own soul, should nitzrach lepula zues or haTorah, you need the light of the Torah. Shu ikir hamataris nefesh adam mitumasa. We discussed yesterday, a person wants to be better moving forward. What's the best antidote? Learning Torah. That's going to make a person into a tzaddik mikan laba. How to fix yesterday? That's about tefillah and tainus. But to move forward, the Torah, the Or, the Torah, the Shemesh, that's what's moving us forward. Ulazeh, nosin es habihiris laadam, that gives a person certain clarity and brightness. That gives a person some motivation. It propels him to learn forward. When when the sun sets, which means that a person learned the day is over, that's when a person realizes that he's done all he needs to do, all the learning. Now it's time, now the sun has set, not for the Torah anymore, but rak az hegiya l'cheshbon nefesh. He says as follows, the daytime is when a person learns, that's the shemesh. But after you've learned and you've purified yourself to such a level, now the dark, the night sets in. What's your obligation now? To take that candle, look inside yourself. What do I do? What could I do better? How could I better meet this? How could I treat my wife better? How could I treat my children better, people better? How do I learn more? How do I do more ches and more tzedakah? Daytime, he says, is really for learning the Or Torah. And nighttime is to use the Or Ner, which of course comes from the Torah, but to look into a person's self, how to become a better person. Okay, everybody, have a wonderful day.